Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This past Monday was a feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. And through negligence on our part, we failed to put up the shrine last Sunday. So we have set it up this morning. On the back of the bulletin is a quotation I'm going to read. I wish we would all listen with the ears of our hearts. The crucifix will always be the most sublime and eloquent memorial of the merciful love of Christ. He who does not understand the language of the crucifix will never understand any other, and is totally incapable of perceiving the breadth, length, height, and depth of the charity of Jesus Christ. Nor will he ever gain an intimate knowledge of the true nature of God. End of quote. We all know of churches and religious orders today who are getting rid of their crucifixes. They're either replacing them with empty crosses or totem poles or nothing at all. But we good traditional Catholics, we have at least one crucifix somewhere in our house, don't we? Sometimes we have one in every room. And sometimes we have two or three in every room. One in the car, one on the bog house, and one or two on our person. But do we ever take time out of our hectic days to ever stop and really look at the crucifix? I don't mean a passing glance while we're saying, help me or give me. I mean when we pause and speaking with our heart, say, thank you, or I love you. Our lives today have become so busy that everything has pretty much become a job. Eating, sleeping, playing, even praying. I'm afraid too many of us say our prayers because it's something we have to do. We come to church on Sunday because it's something we have to do. We have crucifixes in our houses because it's something that should be there. Our lives cannot be, especially our spiritual lives, cannot be jobs, something we do because we have to. We should be living out of love. Everything we do, even the mundane things we have to do for our existence, they still should be done out of love and tied into the crucifix. Look at what our Lord did for us. How much of everything we do throughout the day do we give back to God in thanksgiving, in love? I mentioned a moment ago that even our prayer lives have become jobs. Have you ever noticed how busy we are talking to everybody, including God? But how much time do we spend really listening to each other, but especially to God? We cannot hear God while we are busy talking to Him. I'm not talking about public prayer and oral prayer in its proper place. But there has to be times throughout each day where we pause in front of the crucifix to listen. Maybe God is trying to answer our vocal prayers, but we're so busy talking, we can't hear Him. There was an old farmer of ours who used to spend a certain amount of time every day in church. St. John Vianney one day asked him, "What do you say to our Lord every day?" The old farmer answered, "I don't say anything. I look at Him, He looks at me." We need to take that example and slow down long enough to grasp the significance of that cross, of that crucifix. We need to take time out to be silent in front of the crucifix. And if there's not a crucifix physically present, that doesn't matter. You should carry it within your heart. The three who stood under the crucifix on Calvary, they didn't say a word. Their hearts were doing all the talking. My good people, let us spend more time talking to our crucified Lord with our hearts and not just our lips. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.